Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today's topic is one that is near and dear to my heart on many levels. I know that we have all been through time periods of grief, many of us, and I know that I have radical amounts of personal experience with respect to this emotion. And I know how much it can change who we are and how we function in life and in our food. On today's podcast, you'll hear me talking with a caller about just that. How do you feel through grief and not reach for food? It's probably a topic for a larger conversation, but this is an excellent intro. If you're dealing with grief, this is a way to understand that you're not alone. And if you're reaching for food, it really makes sense. Take a listen to see what you can glean from this caller, so that you might understand more about how to feel through grief. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.
I've been doing really well. I'm like so addicted to like sugar and chips and that sort of thing. And I've noticed that when my hydration is good, I don't seem to have cravings at all. I've been doing really well. Then I went to the hospital and I saw a family member who was on life support. And I thought I was even okay seeing that, but like when I got home within an hour, I like scarfed down like five gingerbread cookies and a bunch of other crap that I hadn't eaten in weeks. So my quick question is there anything, like when that comes up, is there anything I can do to just kind of curb it? Because my body was basically telling me how stressed I was about that experience, yeah. And it obviously triggered something.
Absolutely. And you and I could be on this phone for half an hour. So, but I'm going to give you a couple tips and then I'm going to give you some resources. I'm going to tell you to come back on next week if you need more, okay?
Okay.
When grief, there's so much around grief and so much I've written and so much I understand about grief and the grieving process, not just personally, but professionally, and what grief elicits in us emotionally. So it's really important when you're going through a process of grieving and you recognize it, that you sit and just first, before you reach for the food, feel. I know that sounds easy. It's the hardest thing I'd ever ask you to do.
Yeah.
Just feel. If you go, oh, I want that gingerbread. Wait a minute. What am I feeling? And what do I want from that cookie? What do I want from the cookie?
Wow. Yeah, in that moment, that would have been incredibly difficult to do.
Absolutely. That's why I said the hardest thing to do, but it's the thing that will get you to the other side because it's what really holds the answer. The other thing that you can do, if you can't get to the feeling, right, because sometimes we're in the overwhelm of grief, if you can't get to the emotional feeling, if you can get to the physical feeling, so you walk in the door and you go, oh, my shoulders are hunched, my back hurts, my neck is cranked, you know, whatever's happening in your body, because our body holds the score, right? There's multiple books written on that. So your body's holding the emotion. Now, if you can't get to the emotion, what you can do is, okay, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my jaw, I'm clenching. Can I just go and lay down on the floor for a minute and stretch? Can I lay over my yoga ball and try and stretch out my neck and my upper back? Can I try and move my neck around? Do I feel like I want a hug? Can I grab a blanket and wrap it around me super tight? Do I feel cold and chilled to the bone from being in the hospital for hours? Do I need a shower or a bath? So if you can't get to the emotional, you can get to the physical first, or vice versa, because both hold the answers. The gingerbread doesn't. It just seems like the best option in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's totally understandable. Yeah, whether it's a distraction, a coping mechanism, gives you nurturance, support, love, there's a reason why you choose the food that you choose in that moment. It's going to provide something in that moment. There's no doubt. It is a creative coping mechanism that you should not be ashamed of. There just are other ways to cope, and you can learn how to do that by tapping into either what your body is saying or what your emotions are saying.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.